The borough will pass through most of $25 million of CARES money as grants to businesses and organizations for costs incurred or revenue lost in the public health emergency. The borough can keep a small portion to pay for administering the grant, but not for its own pandemic losses. The ordinance allocates $10 million for business interruption grants, $7 million for healthcare providers, and $500,000 for small PPE grants for personal protection equipment. The CEO of Foundation Health Partners, Shelley Ebenall, testified that COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Fairbanks.
As you all know, we are now in round two of our COVID nightmare. When COVID-19 first hit, we essentially shut down regular operations. Unfortunately, that came at a great cost to us. To date, we've lost more than $20 million.
FHP runs Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, Tanana Valley Clinic, and Denali Center. Ebenall told the Assembly the hospital will continue to serve the community regardless of costs and will continue to take losses. FHP has been denied some federal money designated for rural hospitals because it was defined as serving a metropolitan area. Other health providers are also eligible for the Health Care Impact Grant, even though the hospital's losses could eat up the whole grant amount of $7 million.
With the pot that you have, it would be a drop in the bucket for us, really, but we would like to get as much as we could possibly get.
Small businesses can apply for up to $15,000 if they meet certain requirements. Fewer than 50 employees, spent more than 25% above their regular expenses, or lost more than a quarter of their revenue, and only for the period of March through the end of May. Assembly members Jimmy Cash and Frank Tomaszewski tried to get more money moved into the small business pot. Cash says he's counting on more federal funding for the hospital.
The pressure or the concern currently to get as much money to the hospital as possible might be a little premature, but I would hope that they're going to get some more relief from the federal government.
It's not likely that the money will get out to businesses before August because the borough government has to hire an administrating company to process the applications. The borough administration will hold aside about $6 million to do that, sanitize the borough buildings, and contribute to the school district's pandemic losses. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.